Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.
Truly, God's love is amazing, and it is so great to remember what our Lord Jesus Christ has done in our lives. I believe we are now ready to listen to the Word of God. So get ready and let's focus on the Word of the Lord this day. So the title of the message this morning is Follow and Obey. Follow and Obey. So our text is found in 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 33. It says here, they worshiped the Lord, but they also served their own gods in accordance with the customs of the nations from which they had been brought. Let's pray. God, I pray that as we come, Lord, and open our hearts to your word today, I pray that your presence will be our teacher. Your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth today. So be with us as we listen to your word in Jesus' name. Amen. So the people of God, the Israelites, after the Assyria defeated them, the king of Assyria brought all the Israelites to their place. And then he also sent some of the constituents to Israel, specifically Samaria, the northern kingdom of Israel. So, nagpadala po siya ng mga tao din doon sa northern Israel. At ito po'y mga tao sa Babylon, sa Cutha, sa Ava, sa Hamath, and si Farvaim, no? Hindi natin alam ito yung mga lugar na to kasi mga ancient names pa ito. At they settled in their town sa Samaria to replace the Israelites. Pero of course, nandoon pa yung mga Israelites that time, yung iba, hindi lahat, no? So the Israelites who remained in Samaria has been influenced, no? Sila tuloy yung na-influensyahan sa mga taong ipinadala ng hari doon sa Israel, no? At ang mga Israelites ay nagkaroon sila ng takot. They feared God. May takot pa rin sila sa Diyos, but they also feared other gods. Okay, nandoon yung pagkilala nila sa Panginoon. They also recognized God, but they could not abandon their old practices. So, pwede pala yun. And three, they worship God, but they also maintained all other gods that they know. So, ang tindi po ng nangyari ng mga Israelites nitong time na to, kasi may takot sila sa Diyos, natatakot din sila sa ibang bagay. May takot din sila sa malas, natatakot din sila sa iba pang mga pamahiin ng mga tao na naging kasama nila sa Israel nitong time na ito. So meron silang sarili nilang standard. Okay, kung ano yung nakasanayan na nila, kasi nung nahiwalay po yung north, yung Israel, nagkaroon ng North Kingdom at saka Southern Kingdom, talagang palayo ng palayo na sila sa Panginoon. At meron na silang kanilang sariling standard na sa tingin nila, tama yon. So, talagang nalito na siguro sila, Nalito na siguro sila. At yung kung ano yung nakasanayan, yun na yun ang tinutuloy at tinutuloy ng mga Israelites nitong time na ito. At nagwo-worship sila sa Diyos at ang Panginoon, the only true God, naging one of the collections of the gods kasi nagkaroon ng paghahalo-halo ng religion. So sa theology, tinatawag yan na syncretism. So they worship God, but they also worship different gods. So if you are a follower of Jesus, today, God reminds us to serve Him alone. But if you are a seeker, today, the Lord is, wants you to understand that He wants you to know Him and Him alone. So God is leading you to Him today, because the word of the Lord is telling us that the fear of God, or the recognition of God and the worship of God, count to nothing if we would not totally follow and obey Him. So if you agree with that statement, you can type yes or true. If you disagree, it's okay to say false. But here the Lord is bringing back this thing to the Israelites, because they worship other gods, and then they also embrace the other gods around them. Kaya naggalit si Lord, and we come up with this statement that the fear of God, even if you acknowledge God, may ano ka naman, kilala mo naman si Lord, you recognize God and you worship God. Pero itong lahat na ito ay walang saysay daw kapag hindi daw po tayong lubusang sumunod at makinig sa Kanya. Posible po ba yun, Pastor? Is it really possible for us to recognize God and acknowledge God and worship God and the Lord will not be pleased? Even if I worship Him? Yes! Makikita po natin yan sa iba pang mga nakasulat sa Bible. Like for example, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, it's a story of Saul. Si Saul po ay sumunod sa Panginoon pero hindi naman kumpleto. Kaya na-rebuke siya ng prophet na pinadala ng Diyos. At ang pangalan niya si Samuel. At sabi niya dito, sabi ni Samuel, ni-rebuke niya si King Saul. Sabi niya, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord?" Okay? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. Kasi ang kwento po dito, si Saul talagang inutusan ng Panginoon na itong gawin mo, lumusob ka, because I have given you that promise as a blessing. Ngayon, pagdating doon, hindi niya talagang lubusang sinunod si Lord. Kasi pagdating ng prophet, narinig niya, bakit may narinig ako mga tupa? Sabi niya, kasi yung utos niyo po na talagang wala kaming kukunin sa mga tira ng gera, at least may nakita kaming matatabang mga tupa. We can use that to worship God. And then that's the beginning that the Lord forsake the King Saul. Okay? So, pwede pala, even if our intention is to worship God, if we don't obey and follow, parang maging walang saysay itong lahat ng ito. So paano yun, Pastor? Pumupunta pa naman ako sa church at lalo na ngayon, online, walang ka-effort po, Pastor, na mag-church kasi online. Grabe, ito yung leading ng Panginoon sa atin. May sinasabi din po ng Panginoon sa time na iyon, sa panahon ni Isaiah, dito sa chapter 66, verse 3. Ang sabi dito, "But whoever sacrifices a bull is like one who kills a man." Biro mo, pumupunta sila sa temple, physical temple yun. "And whoever offers a lamb, like one who breaks a dog's neck, and whoever makes a grain offering is like one who presents pig's blood. These are unclean sacrifices." So parang hindi na lulugod si Lord. Okay? "And whoever burns memorial incense like one who worships an idol, they have chosen their own ways and their souls delight in their abomination." Kasi they worship the Lord daw, they worship the Lord, pero hindi sila nagbabago. Masama pa rin daw ang kanilang pamumuhay. Pastor, tinatawag ko naman si Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. Ako may sinasabi rin ng Panginoon yan sa New Testament, ang ating Panginoong Jesus mismo. Sinasabi niya, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven, even if we are constantly praying. At ang nakaka-surprise nito, yung mga sagot po ng mga believers. At ito yung sagot ng mga believers sa verse 22. Many will say to me on that day, Panginoon, Panginoon, did we not prophesy in your name? Grabe, may mga ministry involvement. And in your name, drive out demons and perform many miracles. Grabe, brothers and sisters, if this is your first time or if you have been a long time believers, you read again at ang sabi ng Panginoon sa kanila, get away from me, stay away from me, you evil doers. Parang, wow, grabe, no? So nais pa rin ng Panginoon that if we really recognize Him, if we want to acknowledge Him, if we really want to call on His name and worship Him, it may kasabay na pagsunod at pakikinig sa Kanya, yung follow and obey. This is the big idea. This is the big idea. God's favor flows when we follow and obey. Amen. Amen. So like po. Click nyo po dyan and express how wonderful it is, yung opportunity to experience God more in our lives. So God's favor flow when we follow and obey. So pag sabihin natin follow and obey, ano po ba talaga ang kalooban ng Panginoon? Ano kaya ang meaning kapag ang Bible na nagsasabi sa atin o salita ng Panginoon o siya mismo nagsasabi sa atin na you follow and obey? Ang ibig pong sabihin nun is complete devotion and absolute loyalty. Yan, sabihin niyo po yan sa katabi niyo ngayon. Devotion, complete devotion and absolute loyalty. No? Dahil hindi natin pwedeng i-compare si Lord sa iba. Gusto niya kumpletong devotion. Gusto niya absolute loyalty. Hindi pwedeng isama or ipantay si Lord sa iba pang mga Diyos dyan. Or kung ano po siguro yung mga superstitious belief natin at natatakot din tayo doon, may takot tayo sa Panginoon, hindi daw talaga nalulugod ang Panginoon yon. If we follow, we only listen to His voice. If we want to obey, we only obey His instruction. Okay? Tingnan po natin dito sa 2 Kings, itong text natin sa panahon ni King Ahaz, kasi talagang lumayo at lumayo na sila sa Diyos. Kahit may mga instruction na nagmumula sa Panginoon, ang sabi dito sa 2 Kings, verse 29 and chapter 17, nevertheless, each national group, okay, made its own gods. Okay, may mga national groups, naalala niyo po, na yung hari ng Assyria, natalo nila yung northern part of the kingdom of Israel, Samaria, nagpadala ng mga settlers po doon. At in the several towns they were where they settled and set them up in the shrines the people of Samaria had made at the high places. So, umpisa sila nag-set up ng kanilang altar. The men from Babylon made Sokoth-Benoth. Okay? Ang taga-Babylon, nag-set up sila ng god nila. Ang pangalan daw is Sokoth-Benoth. Hindi na natin kilala. Ibang klase yung gods nila. No? And the men from Kotha made Nergal. Ayun, sa kapag mayroon tayong ICS Academy, may hermeneutics, pwede nating ma-explore yan. Tapos, and the men from Hamath made Ashima. Grabe, kanya-kanyang dala sila ng kanilang paniniwala. No? The Avites made Nebhaz and Tartak. Yung gods nila yon. And the Sepharvites burned their children in the fire as sacrifices to Adramelek and Anamelek, the gods of Sepharvaim. Biro mo ganun, ang daming gods. At ang pinakamasama, yung mga Israelites na dapat sila yung mag-i-influence, sila yung nadala. Kaya po sa text natin, they feared God, but they also worship other gods, the gods of the people that has been brought to them. Yung nakakalungkot po, no? So we cannot say, I love God, but we also live in compromise. Namumuhay po tayo na may compromise po sa sa ating buhay at hindi po nalulugod ang Panginoon pala sa ganyan. So hindi pwedeng parang tipong, I worship the Lord. Wala naman siguro mawawala sa akin kapag nag-worship din ako sa ibang gods. Para at least sigurado ako. Oh, di ba? So, when you say idols po, hindi naman ibig sabihin na talagang gods. Kasi ngayon, we as Christians, as Christian country, and to all of you who are watching, already believe God. But sometimes there are other forms of idols pala. Sometimes, no, talagang kinalimutan natin si Lord at itinatabi natin si Lord. At sinasabi natin, nandyan lang naman si Lord eh. Inuuna natin ang mga bagay na kahit Sunday, pwedeng hindi na tayo, parang huli na lagi si Lord, hindi na priority. At dahil dyan, nawawala yung tinatawag nating complete devotion and absolute loyalty. Nais ng Panginoon po ng totally, yung total following and obeying. Okay? So ano ibig sabihin? Ang pangalawa po, pagsabihin ni Lord na you totally follow, wholeheartedly follow and obey me, that means careful listening and constant practicing His Word. Yun pala ibig sabihin ni Lord noon. Kasi throughout the Scriptures, hindi lamang po ito nag-i-instruct sa atin na kapag sumunod tayo ngayon, pwedeng hindi na bukas. Kasi minsan, yung pagsunod natin, parang collection na lang. Lord, sumunod naman ako sa iyo dati. Lord, nalala niyo po, 10 years ago, I surrendered my life to you. Nais ni Lord na talagang yung obedience natin tuloy-tuloy. Ano yung pinakahuli nating obedience kay Lord? Kahit nga lang dito sa online, if we are convinced, we share. Parang ganun, ano? We share this stream. Parang ganun, ano? Kasi I believe in the word of the Lord. I believe in the word. Baka may mga member pa tayo sa family na hindi naririnig yung good news. And this is a wonderful opportunity. The sharing and the praying for them, for our loved ones. Nais ng Panginoon that if we listen and hear this instruction, kailangan daw ipapractice. Kailangan ipapractice kasi ayaw niya ng ayaw daw ni Lord ng panis na pagsunod. Again, si Lord is not looking ng tipong reason out mga reasoning natin na at least Lord I obey. At least I obey. So nakita natin Lord, at least I still worship. At least I still go to the temple sa panahon nila. Pero nais ng Panginoon yung constant practicing. There's a passage in the scripture when the Lord Jesus came and he instructed at sabi ng Panginoon, if you hear the word, if you hear this word and do not practice, you are establishing, a life that is so weak and you will easily be defeated. Sabi niya, but if you hear the word of the Lord and sinunod natin, pinractice natin ito, grabe, sabi nga dito, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, sinabi talaga ni Lord, no, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Brothers and sisters, friends, grabe, kapag narinig natin ang instruction ni Lord, at pinapractice po natin, napaka-solid. Napaka-solid natin. Amen. Amen. Kahit anong mga bagyo at unos na darating po sa buhay natin, COVID-19 pa yan, kahit may COVID-20 pa, at dagdagan pa COVID-21, Lord, I'm strong because God's presence is there. Ibang klase. Grabe, no? Umabot na ako sa COVID-21, COVID-19 lang muna. God is good, God is good. Tapikin niyo yung kasamahan niyo dyan sa bahay. Sabi natin, sumunod nga tayo sa Panginoon. Sa tuwing may narinig po tayo, sumunod tayo sa Kanya. God is good. What is following and obeying? Kapag sinasabi ng salita ng Panginoon, it is unwavering walk with God and unending submission to His perfect plan. Marahabe, ganun pala sabi ni Lord, pag sumunod ka, mga Israelites, sumunod kayo, kahit ito yung instructions ko sa inyo, hindi mo man maintindihan, sumunod ka lang. Why? That is His perfect plan for you and for me, and His blessing. Grabe, mararanasan natin ang Kanyang kabutihan. Mararanasan natin. He is not looking for a short-term commitment or short-term discipleship. It is a long-term obedience and followership of His Lordship. Amen. Grabe, grabe si Lord. Kaya follow and obey. Follow and obey because we find God's favor. Following and obeying, okay? Following and obeying, we can see na akala natin, ano ba ang result nito? Okay? Bakit kailangan pang sumunod at makinig sa Panginoon? Okay? So, following and obeying is, okay, following and obeying the Lord is for our own benefit. Para sa ating kabutihan pala. Because when we follow the Lord and obey His will, we begin to experience the fullness of His goodness, the fullness of His grace, the fullness of His love, the fullness of the tremendous blessings that the Lord has prepared for you and for me. Kaya, Lord, susunod talaga ako sa iyo. Lord, makikinig talaga ako sa iyo. Lord, ipapractice ko talaga ito. Why? Because when we follow and obey Him, we have His guidance, we have His protection, and we have His, hindi yan protection, provision po yan. Maling pagka-type, no? So, tatlo yun. We have His guidance, we have His protection, and we have His provision. So, when we follow the Lord and obey Him, it is for our own benefit. So, Lord, susunod ako sa iyo. Kasi para pala yan sa ikabubuti ko. Ayun. Bakit, no? Bakit? Because when we follow and obey the Lord, it is for our good. And sabi nga dito, ano, when we follow and obey Him, we have His guidance, we have His protection, and we have His provision. Ay, lagi natin makikita sa quote po yan, where God guides, He provides. Pero incomplete po yun. Dahil bakit kapag sumunod tayo sa Panginoon, hindi lamang guidance, hindi lamang po tayo bibigyan ng provision ni Lord, iingatan din po tayo. He will be the one fighting for us. You know, throughout the history, kapag sumunod sa Panginoon, nandoon ang Panginoon. Talagang nag-iingat sa kanila, pinagpapala sila. Yung sa series po ng ating senior pastor, si Pastor Chad, you would see and you would hear what God has done to Israel, how He provides manna and all and everything they need. So bakit ako sumunod kay bakit dapat akong sumunod at talagang mag-follow kay Jesus, kay God? No, because when we follow Him, His presence surrounds us. Hindi lamang front and back. His presence will be at our left and right, up and down. The Lord will really cover us with His presence. We will not only experience this blessing, but we will experience also the blesser. Ayun po, yung mga Israelites sa time ni Ahaz na ito, ang sabi doon, because they abandoned God. Even if they still do the religious duty, sabi doon, the Lord also abandoned them. Kaya, when we follow and obey the Lord, we can be so sure, we are assured of His presence, no? Let me encourage you that it is not about the promised land. That even if we are now in this wilderness journey, kagaya ng tinuro po sa atin ng ating pastor, no? Ang importante po yung presence ng Panginoon. If we are not excited of the presence of the Lord, bakit pa tayo pupunta sa langit? What is heaven without the presence of God? Grabe, sabi nga ni Moses, eh, Lord, kung hindi mo man lang kami sasamahan, Lord God, papunta doon sa promised land, walang saysay na pupunta kami sa promised land. Do we have that desire? Do we have that desire when we follow and obey God above all? And this is the you know, pinaka overall parang reason why we follow the Lord. Because it gives Him glory. When we follow the Lord, His name is exalted. He is worshipped. He is honored. Ang worship is not a ritual. ang pagsunod po sa kanya, ang obedience natin sa kanya is a worship, and the Lord is pleased with it. Ang pagsunod ni Abraham, ang pagsunod ni Moses, ang pagsunod sa mga taong hindi perfect kagaya nila ni David and the rest of the Bible characters in the Bible, but they have been considered righteous because God is glorified with their lives because of their obedience. Again, before we end, always remember that God's favor flows when we follow and obey God. When we follow and obey Him, He is glorified and His name will be exalted. His glory is being experienced. What is blessing without the presence of the Lord? What is achievement of everything we are doing right now without the Lord in our lives? Let us follow and obey Him because we find satisfaction in His name. How do we follow and obey the Lord in this season of crisis? Show Him your complete devotion and your absolute loyalty. Surrender your life to Christ. Surrender your life to Him and trust Him alone. Oh, minsan sigurista tayo, ang dami nating nilalagay na ano, itatawa. Wala namang mawala sa akin kung i-embrace ko rin to, embrace. No, the Lord, gusto niya siya lamang. And this is the first commandment, worship God alone. Worship me alone. There should be no other gods. So do not replace the Lord with anything else na pwede nating mapagkakapitan. Ano? But only the Lord. Begin to trust Him. Because there's no other name that saves. There's no other name that heals. There's no other name that we can experience this blessing. And that's only the name above all names, and that's the name of Jesus. Why don't we pray right now? Lord Jesus, we come to You because we know, Lord God, that You are the answer of all our problems, our crisis, our difficulties. And siguro ngayon, Panginoon, You are opening our hearts. Your Holy Spirit is doing His thing upon my life right now. And maybe you are watching right now and you are thinking of your situation. Hindi ako karapat-dapat. The Lord loves you. And the Lord has given us, even if we are imperfect, the Lord gives us His Son. And that's our Lord Jesus who gave His life for us. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior of your life, why don't you pray this prayer right now? Lord Jesus, I come to You. I am a sinner. Thank You so much, Lord, for what You have done on the cross. Please forgive me. And starting today, I will follow You. Say that with me. I will follow You, Lord Jesus. I will turn away from my wicked ways. And Lord, I will obey You for the rest of my life. And thank You for the eternal life. And thank You for Your presence in my life, in Jesus' name. For those of you who need healing, for those of you who need provision, let me pray for you. Dear God, help us to trust You. Help us, Lord, to believe in You and put our faith on You alone. Because we know, Lord, that only You, the God who is all sovereign, who is in control, is the Lord who will protect me, who will provide for me, who will bless me, Lord, with all kinds of blessings. And above all, Lord God, Your presence will be with me. Thank You so much, Lord God, for Your presence in our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ICS.Church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.